Yeah, we are really, really excited to have Alyssa and Tessa Hendry. They are co-owners. These are sisters, and they're co-owners of a company called Bitchin' Digs. I just love that name, Bitchin' Digs. They're real estate investors, interior designers, and they're just awesome. Young, young, hip, and cool. So Bitchin' Digs is a family operation. Two sisters created by Alyssa Bell Hendry and Tessa Marie Hendry. Tessa, our Bitchin' designer and realtor, thrives on creating a vibrant new feeling in every room she designs and finding those hidden properties perfectly suited for each client. Alyssa is in charge of the bitchin' business, putting her years of luxury hospitality and business experience to creative use. Together, they're fulfilling their lifelong dream of owning, managing, and surrounding themselves with truly bitchin' digs. Now, that is awesome. Then we've got Tessa, who's the bitchin' designer realtor. Right.
Yes.
And she studied interior design at California State University at San Diego and has been designing for years. Starting with her parents' house when she was only 9 years old, she would make over the multiple rooms every year. As Alyssa says, Tessa was born to be a designer. So what kid starts designing brilliantly at such a young age, right?
Right.
So she inherited Grand Betty's gift of creating beauty in every space she designs. Tessa's current focus is to make the client's vision come to life in a beautiful way. The fun part for her is designing in various styles based on the client's tastes. And what's better than that, hiring a real estate agent, you ask? She hires a real estate agent who's also a designer. I just want to welcome you guys to the show. Thank you so much for coming on. Alyssa,
thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, it's very cool. You guys have a serious bios.
Yeah,
instead of me going over the entire bios, which would probably take up the rest of the
exactly.
show, right? We're gonna let
and
you
that
guys
was the narrowed down version.
Oh my goodness! So I want you guys to tell us a little bit about how this all got started. Your sisters, first of all, this is a great thing for sisters to be able to get along and do business together.
That's
I think
a miracle.
That's a miracle.
Yeah.
Right
a magical
there.
Miracle.
Yeah. That's a magical miracle.
Really, the only thing we fight about are hairbrushes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And the good thing is we're so different. Our backgrounds are so different. So we really bring different talents to the table when it comes to our company.
Yeah. So we never really butt heads on who takes care of what aspect of the business.
Right.
We really know our strengths and what to focus on.
Yeah. Right.
But we've been wanting to start this company our entire life.
Yeah.
Our grandmother was actually a real estate investor, and she started, you know, from very modest means in a small town in Texas. She grew up on a farm, and she actually bought her first piece of property when she was 18 years old.
No kidding.
And, you know, it was through saving and being creative, and you know, she didn't have a lot of money, but she just made it happen by spending her money on land instead of other stuff.
Right.
She chose where to put her money instead of going out and buying a bunch of new outfits like most of her friends did, or investing in really expensive cars. She would save it and put it into land.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so when she was buying that land, was her intention to develop it at a later date, or was she just land acquisition?
Basically,
we call that land banking, by the way.
Oh,
have you ever heard of that term?
No, I haven't.
Land banking. I actually used to do land banking. It's actually where you buy land and you hang on to it and you wait for somebody like a Home Depot or a Walmart come along, and they want that land so that they can develop those stores.
Yeah.
And they'll pay a pretty penny for that land.
Yeah.
Well, she did buy some land that eventually turned into a shopping mall.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Yeah.
But that was a little bit later in life.
Yeah. Basically, she would just buy properties that she liked at a great price. And then have the family and her friends enjoy it and then sell it or trade it.
Yeah, also traded land pretty frequently. They had a villa in Mexico that they ended up trading for another villa in Mexico.
Wow.
Yeah. And then they traded that for some land in Nevada. So.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it was because of our stays at the villa why we decided we wanted to start investing in real estate at a young age. So we've been saving, you know, pretty much our entire lives to buy our first piece of property,
which we did 3 years ago.
Yeah. And you guys are I thought you guys were actually twins when I first met you.
A lot of people think that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
there's a 7 year age difference. So I find that really interesting. So you guys grew up in this environment of where you're your family was investing in real estate, and then you decided, oh, hey, let's get into this. So tell us about I want to know how you created the title Bitchin' Digs. Where did Bitchin' come from?
Well, do you want to take that or should I?
Yeah, basically, we were on a road trip with our parents. Yeah. Like, we do this pretty frequently because we're a multi-generational family. Mm-hmm. And we were on a road trip to visit our grandparents in Nevada. And yeah. we were talking about our first property in Dana Point.
Yeah.
And we had just bought the first property. And it was literally a rundown shack that we were wanting to turn into something hip and cool through Tessa's designs.
Right.
And
wow.
so we decided, it was just in a great location.
Yeah. And we decided to turn it into a vacation rental and make it a Caribbean getaway.
Right.
And we were throwing around ideas of what to call it. And our dad, all of a sudden, as we were driving in a 7-hour
road trip
to Nevada, he was like, the Bitchin' Beach House. And all of us got really excited about it. And
we're like, the Bitchin' Beach House.
Oh, that is
And we
funny.
Decided that was definitely what we needed to go for. And from there, we got Bitchin' Digs because we really liked the idea of keeping
that's
And we
like awesome.
The phrase nice digs. So we thought, right. hey, combine nice digs with bitchin'.
Oh, that's cool. Well,
cool
it's
name.
Definitely a catcher. I mean,
it's not subtle.
Yeah, no, it's not subtle at all. I was wondering if I could even say it on the radio there for a moment.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
"Can I? Is this okay, Phil? Can I? Can I
There's
use this?"
There's an apostrophe.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's the 60s.
Oh, you
surfer
already
lingo.
Did the check, huh?
Yes.
That's cool. So
yeah,
you know
we
what?
Did.
We're gonna take a little break here. When we come back, Alyssa and Tessa are gonna tell us about their Bitchin' Digs, Bitchin' Beach House, extraordinary environment. And their new projects. We'll hear a little bit more about how they are putting this all together. You're listening to KTLK AM 1150, home of Call Tony Real Estate Radio. You can always reach out to us with your personal questions by jumping online and visiting calltony.com. That's calltony with an I.com.